Hello, a very good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the Tuts Experience Podcast. Oh yes, with your host, Kieran Uri Tuttiot. Yes, this is a personal journal from yours truly, Kieran Uri Tuttiot, right here on the Tuts Network and the Trending Topics Network. Oh, it's great to have you there. And I'll tell you what, guys, just to say on the Trending Topics Network, we've got so many podcasts and great ones that you must check out. One Up Club's Heads Up, All Beer Inside, Anything Goes, CFL, Easy Picks, The Eurovision Showcase, European Uppercut, Hanging With Heavy, Lou Chat, WrestleCast, The Spanish Announce Table, STFU, The Tuts Experience, of course, What's On Fight, Wrestling Cheers, and plenty more others. Oh my goodness me, yes. But anyways, this show is personal journal, as I've said just moments ago. And this is part of, this is basically, I tell you everything, mostly. Well, I tell you everything, really, except for the gory bits. I tell you about my life, I share my music with you, and we talk about pro wrestling, and we also talk about Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, which we love indeed. And everything can be messed into here. Also, the latest news we do. A bit of a ramble podcast, really, but it's my job here to entertain you. I hope you enjoy your stay. Now, remember, you can tweet us at Tuts Experience, if you like, on Twitter. Tweeting is on Twitter. And also, you can like our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheTutsExperience. Remember the "the" on Facebook. Oh, yes. Okay, so we'll get the show on the road for our first piece of music. Here You Come Again from Dolly Parton here on the Tuts Experience. And the words and lyrics to that song almost seem like it's coming again in my life, actually, where I'm changing jobs. I'm afraid, well, I'm not afraid at all, but I've got to let you know that I'm going to be leaving the hired interchange in Portsmouth and work and leaving Portsmouth City Council at the end of this week. I'm sadly moving on to back to Blue Star, the bus company I used to work for, which I left in early May, on the 2nd of May, actually. And it's quite sad, but it's something that I have to do. And what's happened here is, basically, I'm starting to worry about going into work. And I'm starting to suffer with stress and anxiety. And I don't know if you guys and girls really know me that well, if you're listening here, but you could probably tell, maybe, that I'm quite actually a very positive guy. I've never had any type of mental illness before like this. I've had problems where, you know, when I was younger and I was getting bullied and, you know, getting worrying and upsetting about it, but I've managed to deal with it. But the situation which has occurred in my new job, where I'm in, it's practically building management, is something that I cannot take and deal with. So I need to change, and I want to go back as a bus driver, for Blue Star in Southampton here in the UK. And it's just, it's something which I know I can do, and I'm uncomfortable in doing. I don't have to put up with antisocial behaviour much on the buses. I've never really had any issues ever at all. I'll go and say that my first week on my own, somebody will come along and knock 7 bells out of me or something, I don't know. But I'm a bit of a wuss, guys, I must admit. I am a wuss, you know. I am a big softy. You know, I take things on the chin generally, but it just manifests into something bigger generally. You know, if somebody has been nasty to me or whatever. So, that's an issue. And I don't have any security during the day while I'm down at the bus station. So, when any type of a situation occurs, I have to go and deal with it. And I'm not a security guard type of person at all. So I need to move on. And by going back as a bus driver, I'll earn £3,000 more a year. So it's not an issue at all. And it's not a degrade, I don't think. Anyway, I work every other weekend. So it's not going to make it one iota if I go back bus driving at all. So I'm quite happy with that. I miss driving buses for a living in a way, you know. Something fun about it. And I like talking to people. And I don't do much of that talking to people at the bus station. So I sit behind a computer answering emails generally and on the phone. So, you know. But my opportunities and the training that I've had at Portsmouth City Council has been fantastic. I really want to thank them because they're a fantastic organisation, even though the leader of the city council is a Brexit-loving, awful, just vile woman, basically, in all sense of the word. And it's a Tory council, so that's always a bit awkward too. But then living in Hampshire, you haven't got much change, but going to Southampton, it's all Labour over there. So, you know, I feel like I could be cleansed. But Portsmouth is a fantastic city. I adore it. It is my home city. I don't live in the city, but I was born there. And it's literally 10 minutes down the road, down the M27. But, you know, I can't deal with it anymore. So, time to move up and saddle up and go on. So, there you go. So, that's how things have been going recently. So, I've been dealing with this mental illness too. Which has been very difficult for me to deal with. It really has. So, with a lot of anxiety and stress, so poor old Rob, but he's been my rock, as your married partner would be, I'm sure, for the rest of you, or you know, in your loving relationship, or even with your families, that's the way it is, you know, you support and love one another, and thank God Rob's there for me, because I, you know, as much as I know my mum and dad would be able to you know, and do love and support me in everything I do. Having Rob there with me all the time, you know, is just lovely. It really is. So there you go. So that's that. But I hope you are all well anyway. Get in contact with us, guys and gals, and let me know how you're feeling. And if have you been suffering with a mental illness? Because I think it's something that not many of us would talk about. And I'm being quite open with you guys. I'm feeling quite nervous in saying all of these things to you through this microphone. But it helps me. I must admit, it does help me a lot having to talk. I don't have to talk to you. But I feel like it does help talking about it. And I'm quite open with it with my friends recently. And they've been very helpful and very supportive too. So, and my employers currently at the moment at Portsmouth City Council, they completely understand my reasoning, and you know, if they felt the same, they couldn't deal with it either. So, you know, that's wonderful news to know. So there you go. That's how things are at the moment. But I'll let you know about what I have planned coming up in the show, as well as for the rest of the week. And up to Christmas. Oh my gosh, it's only a few weeks away now. Well, it's 14 days from this day, which is Monday the 11th of December. Oh yeah. So, and it's episode 66 this week. Ooh, 66. Scary.
Have you been a good little boy? Have you been a good little girl?
Once upon a Christmas song, everybody sang along. You'd see the joy on every face, and the world it seemed a happier place. These songs brought us together, good time memories forever. Singing them over and over and over again. Every December they get in our heads. Turn them up, play them loud. Every Christmas should be the same. Singing them over and over and over and over again. They say they're good for the soul, but someone tell me I don't know why no one seems to write them no more. The only way to settle the score is to all make way for a new one that keeps the heart of the old one with a little bit of festive cheer. And you'll know when Christmas is near, when this record appears. Once a year he'll be singing this over and over and over again. Every December you'll hear it and say, turn it up, play it loud. Every Christmas should be the same. Singing it over and over and over and over again. It's getting in your head. It's getting in your head. And if you're not singing it all night, you'll be telling a lie.
Today they're lining the streets. People of all ages overcome with festive joy. It seems Britain has found its Xmas factor once again, and the lady responsible for this Christmas magic, Charity McQueen!
Should be the same. Singing it over and over, forever and ever again. Over and over and over again. Over and over and over.
There we are. Geraldine McQueen with Once Upon a Christmas Song. Yes. Now, that was the second single from fictional character Geraldine McQueen from Britain's Got the Pop Factor, a mock talent contest comedy by British comedian Peter Kay, who also plays as Geraldine. The CD was released on the 15th of December 2008 and the day download available a day earlier. It was a charity single of the proceeds going to the NSPCC. And the song was co-written by Peter Kay and Gary Barlow from Take That. In 2016, an instrumental version of the song was served as the theme tune to BBC One's compilation of Peter Kay's Comedy Shuffle. Love it. It was really, really good. And Once Upon a Christmas Song is great. It got to number 5 in the UK charts, number 35 in Ireland, and the Eurochart Hot 100 singles, it got to number 43. There you go. Well, that is that. Now, let's do a little bit of Eurovision news. Now, Maria, Cleo, and Freddie from Eurovision. So, Maria, Slovenia 2015. Cleo from Poland in 2014 and Freddie from Hungary 2016 have songs and Christmas songs too. There we go. Also, France too confirms details of their national final. Oh, yes. So France this year at the Eurovision Song, next year, will be having a national final. Okay. So Robin Gallagher from weebyblogs.com says the following. It's the big five countries that turned out its flagging fortunes at Eurovision. And now French broadcaster France 2 has revealed details of France's new national final destination Eurovision. And there's plenty of proof that they're really making an effort. France 2 held a press conference today where they introduced the three French jury members who will help select the acts. In the semi-finals, the acts will be chosen from a panel of 6 jurors. Three will be French, while the other 3 will be international. The French jury consists of France's 2016 star, Amir, French-Canadian singer called Isabelle Bourrelet, and French pop idol winner Christophe Rillem. The international half of this makeup will be Krista Björkman, who's the head of delegation for Sweden, and Nicola Caligore, the head of delegation from Italy, and Olga Samalaka, who is the head of delegation of Belarus. The three French jurors at the press conference were ready to share their enthusiasm for their new roles. Amir told a press conference that he's very honoured. Christophe noted that three jury members will have very different tastes in music, and as Isabel added, ultimately it comes down to the public. One thing not revealed at the press conference was the competing artists or their songs. Even the judges don't know, and we still haven't heard anything, Christophe said. It will be a surprise. However, it was confirmed there will be a total of 18 songs competing in Destination Eurovision, and the competing acts will be revealed just days before each of the 2 semi-finals. From each semi-final, 4 acts will progress to the grand final. A total of 8 songs will compete at the grand final, and the result will be decided by 50-50 French public televote and jury split. And the grand final jury will be made of 18 international jurors from heads of delegation from Armenia, Belarus, Bulgaria, Finland, Iceland, Israel, Italy, Russia, Sweden, and Switzerland. So that's 10 countries. Now, many big-name French stars are behind the songs in the contest, including artists Zazie, Maître Gims, Vitar, and Grande Écope Malade are among those listed as songwriters for the national final. However, France 2 isn't saying who will be singing the songs. Not at all. But the French-Canadian singer Garlou has confirmed in his role as the host and is the first, and this was first announced earlier this year. The last time France used a national final was in 2014 when Twin Twins Moustache won the month-long public vote held as part of the music show Les Chansons de Brode. Since then, the French broadcaster was internally selecting their acts. Along with their new headgation with fresh ideas, France has managed to deliver strong performances that have had good results. In 2016, Amir was placed 6th with Je Cherchais, while in Kiev, Alma was placed 12th with Requiem. And beyond these good results, France 2 has embraced their new national final format. Oh, very exciting things for France there, and I wish them all the best. So, let's play a French Eurovision song.
Chose me manque, mais quoi? Je veux ci, je veux ça. Quand je dors, je fais des rêves en dollars. Tous les jours, j'ai un nouveau costard. Chez moi, tout est neuf, tout est beau. Le monde pleure derrière mes rideaux. Je m'en fous, j'habite au dernier étage. Je connais même pas ma femme de ménage. Y a du cuir dans ma voiture. L'odeur de mon parfum me rassure. Je n'aime pas montrer mes émotions à la salle de musculation. Je soulève quelques poids et haltères. Mon corps est une machine de guerre. J'ai tout ce qu'on rêverait d'avoir. J'ai peut-être tout. C'est vrai, mais moi je voulais une moustache. De choses derrière mes placards. J'ai des amis quand même. Et même j'ai des amis qui m'aiment. Je me dis j'ai tout pour plaire. J'ai tout pour. J'ai le monde à mes pieds, c'est fou. J'ai tout ce qu'on rêverait d'avoir. J'ai peut-être tout, c'est vrai. Mais moi je voulais une moustache.
Moustache from Twin Twin, France 2014. I love that song. Shockingly, it only got 2 points and came 26th in the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest in 2014. Didn't deserve it, I don't think, at all. The song's really fun. And statistically, that is the most unsuccessful French entry at the Eurovision Song Contest. Dear, oh dear. Now, early this morning, UK time, practically in the middle of the night, she's an Australian Idol star who made Australia's performance debut at Eurovision. Now, Jessica Mauboy is back, and this time she's in it to win it. Broadcaster SBS confirmed that Jessica Mauboy has been selected to represent Australia at the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest in Lisbon, Portugal. SBS broke the news in a video earlier today where Australian commentators Moaf and Joel phoned the young diva to check her availability. And this was the second time that at Eurovision for Jessica, as she appeared at the 2014 semi-final act in Copenhagen. And Jessica performed the song Sea of Flags, an uplifting introduction for Australia. It made the right impression as Australia were invited back the following year to compete as an actual country. Well, as a competing country, shall I say. They are a natural country. But speaking to Sydney's Daily Telegraph newspaper, Jessica responded with a big yes when asked if she would return to Eurovision one day. And now she has her shot. Jessica's song for Lisbon has not been confirmed, but is expected to be revealed sometime early next year. So the Australia's head of delegation, Paul Clark, revealed Jessica had always been on the wish list. And he said, we have always wanted to give Jessica a shot at the competition. This year, the stars were aligned. We can't wait to develop a great song and stage production with Jessica and her team and recreate her Eurovision style as a galactic soul diva. Well, congratulations. So felicitations to Jessica Mauboy. Now let's hear one of her songs.
Something about the way you drive me up the wall. And there's something about the way it leaves me wanting more. Oh my, I've been that girl who has to play it safe. So I try to find the reasons I should walk away. Cause I don't wanna want you like I do.
Jessica Mauboy with Fallen. That got to number 11 earlier this year in Australia. Did indeed. Well, there you go. Well, just one last piece of news, and probably the most important news of the week. A heart for Salvador. So Blau undergoes successful transplant surgery in Lisbon. Well, for months, his fans have waited for news about his pending heart transplant, sending their best wishes to the 2017 Eurovision winner. And their prayers were finally answered with very good news that Salvador Sobral received his new heart during a procedure on Friday. Televisão Independente, which is Portugal's most watched television network, broke the news on Saturday during an afternoon news bulletin. According to TVI, the intervention went well and Salvador Sobral is now hospitalised in the intensive care unit. The 27-year-old artist suffers from advanced heart failure and has been waiting for a compatible donor for several months. And during a press conference held at 1800 hours at the Centro Hospital de Lisboa Occidental, which is the West Lisbon Hospital Centre, one of the doctors praised Salvador's patience and courage, saying that he was all right, while others said he was very cheerful following the procedure. Ahead of the operation, Salvador requested that doctors play classical music, presuming to help calm nerves that he may have had. Heart transplants are obviously incredibly sensitive procedures. Waiting lists for donors' hearts are long, and after the procedure, the heart that receives a new the body that receives a new heart must accept it. As the United Kingdom's NHS explains, complications can follow from the procedure. Over time, the body may reject it. However, there are reasons to be optimistic. A number of studies have found that nearly 90% of heart transplants are successful when measured 1 year after surgery. On September the 9th, the Amal Polish Deutsch singer officially stepped away from the limelight, giving an emotional farewell concert ahead of his temporary career hiatus. Performing at the Genzin di Casino Estoril as part of the International Festival of Culture, the quirky star sang his most beloved songs, including Excuse Me, Change and Nada Que Esperara. Later that month, he entered Lisbon's Santa Cruz Hospital, where he was under observation of a skilled team of doctors who specialises in heart-related issues. And it came after a life-changing few months for the jazz singer. During Festival de Cansao earlier this spring, Salvador had to cope with his ongoing medical situation and endless rumours speculating about his exact nature of his condition. As hype built about his song and his odds of winning, the singer was simultaneously had to deal with personal issues while in the ever-bright public spotlight. There we go. So, obviously, our thoughts and prayers go out to Salvador Sobral and Luisa Sobral and the rest of the family at this time. And we do hope, of course, there's going to be a wonderful and happy outcome to this. And we do hope we can get to see Salvador on the stage at the Eurovision Song Contest 2018. Now, let's hear the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 from Kiev, Ukraine. It's the Portuguese entry, Salvador Sobral with Amar Polish Deutsch.
Se dia alguém perguntar por mim, diz que vivi para te amar. Antes de ti só existi, cansado e sem nada para dar. Meu bem, ouve as minhas preces, peço que regresses, que me voltes a querer. sei que não se ama sozinho. Talvez devagarinho possas voltar a aprender.
Stunning stuff. Salvador Sobral, Amar Poloistois. Righty-ho. Now, it's time for us to move on to some wrestling news. I just want to let you know, guys, obviously, please get in contact, give you the details on how to do that. You can follow us on Twitter at Tuts Experience. Like our Facebook page and comment and stuff and all that type of stuff at Facebook. facebook.com/thetutsexperience, and of course you can email us tutsexperience@hotmail.com. Right, the most interesting news story of the week, and probably the first, if I can remember, arrest of a WWE superstar this year, and it's almost the end of this year. Well, it's probably telling, really. According to local newspaper reports in the United States, and it has been confirmed by WWE.com, WWE superstar Rich Swann has been arrested on suspicion of kidnapping and battery. The former WWE Cruiserweight Champion is said to have been arrested on early Sunday morning at 12:09 a.m. in Gainesville, Florida. The Alachua County Sheriff in Florida said that the 26-year-old WWE superstar faces allegations of kidnapping and false imprisonment of an adult and battery. Kidnap and false imprisonment in Florida is a third-degree felony and is punishable up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $5,000. Battery is the first-degree misdemeanor or in Florida, with penalties up to 1 year in jail and 12 months probation and a $1,000 fine. Swann was scheduled to face Drew Gulak this coming Monday on Raw to determine the number one contender for Enzo Amore's Cruiserweight title. Because of the arrest, the match is now likely to be cancelled, and Swann is reportedly being held in custody, and which he is. As of the moment, WWE, oh, they have confirmed it. So, there you go. It's a little bit of an odd one. But, yes, Rich Swann has been arrested. Now, I wonder what they're going to be doing now on Raw. This is going to be interesting on how this goes down. Well, there's some good news on the reports of James Harris, who was WWE superstar Kamala, as Harris is going back home following his recent health scare. And as many of you are aware, Harris was hospitalized last month and had to undergo surgery to remove fluid from his heart and lungs. And at one point, he was on life support as things did not look good, and he came out of it, but he is now doing better. Harris wants to know that he's doing okay, which is good to hear. He's had a few rough years with complications of diabetes have led to doctors having to amputate both of his legs. Very, very sad. Poor old Kamala there. There's been some work going on behind the scenes on Twitter between Sami Zayn and Daniel Bryan. Just to continue that storyline, I'm sure. The Undertaker was spotted at a concert this past weekend. I'm sure you're all excited about that. Not at all, I'm sure. There's a video that WWE put up on YouTube on their channel with Matt Hardy's laugh for 10 hours. That's about it for wrestling news, I'm afraid. Okay. Oh, not good, not good, not good. No, what'd you expect? Anyways. Righty-ho. Now, I hope you guys have been watching Blue Planet from the BBC. It's been fantastic. And the episode that they had last night on Sunday, the 10th of December, I was focusing about how the oceans all over the world are paramount for the survival of the human race and how much we need to look after it. So please, if you haven't seen it before, or try and find a way of trying to look for it. It's quite sad, all of that type of stuff, but we need to make a difference, guys, basically. So please make sure you check that out. A man has been held after an explosion. This is in the news now. I've just taken a peep. A man is being held after an explosion that wounded four people at a Port Authority bus terminal in Manhattan, New York. Oh, dear. Veteran TV presenter has died after a long illness, his family says. That's TV's Keith Chegwin. He dies at 60 years old. He's endured a long-term battle of progressive lung condition, which has rapidly worsened towards the end of this year. He died at home on Monday with his family by his side, who said that they were heartbroken. Chegwin was known for hosting programs such as children's game show, Cheggers Plays Pops and Swap Shop. The larger-than-life character described him by his family as a loving husband, father, son, uncle, brother and friend, who leaves two children and his wife, Maria. He has been cared for at a hospice in recent weeks. Chegwin has previously married fellow TV presenter Maggie Proben, whom he had met on Swap Shop. A Proben made tribute to her former husband, saying that it was incredibly sad, and Keith was a one-off, full of life, generous, and focused on things that mattered, his family. Oh, very sad. Gabby Roslin, who worked with Cheggers a lot of times, she's tweeted, "No, I can't bear this, not him. I was blessed to work with Keith Chegwin on The Big Breakfast, and he was happiest and joyous man. So kind, generous and kind. Bye-bye, Cheggers. So, so sad. Hashtag rest in peace, Keith Chegwin. Hashtag rest in peace, Cheggers. My love to his family." And also Bobby Davro is called him one of the nicest guys in showbiz. And also Tony Blackburn, on a BBC Radio 2 presenter, said, "I'm absolutely devastated to hear that my friend Keith Chegwin has died. He was one of the nicest people I've ever known, and over the years we did shows together and became great friends. Rest in peace, Keith." Yes, sad times, but poor old Keith Chegwin. Oh, it's so very, very sad. A murder investigation is underway after three children were killed in a blaze in Salford, which looks like to be a gas explosion. Not very good. Now, this is quite worrying, knowing of my political persuasion at least. The agreement to move Brexit talks onto the next phase is not strictly legally binding, but the two sides have shaken hands on it, on the EU has said. The European Commission said the UK had endorsed its gentleman agreement by David Davis and Michel Barnier. On Sunday, the Brexit secretary said guarantees on the Northern Ireland border were not legally binding unless the two sides have reached the final deal. But he told LBC, on Monday that they would be honoured whatever. The BBC's political assistant editor, Norman Smith, said the Brexit secretary's clarifications, in which he insisted one of the government's keen aims was to ensure that the Northern Ireland process was not harmed, came along concerns in Dublin about the enforceability of Friday's Phase 1 agreement. Mr. Davis said that he had been taken out of context when he appeared to tell the BBC's Andrew Marr that guarantees designed to avoid a hard border on the island of Ireland were a statement of intent. Do you know, I find all of this such a, excuse my language, a fucking mess. I mean, my God, we're going to pay £45 billion to leave a group of countries where we could be in there, we could be influencing decision making. We have political friends of countries in Europe, in the European in the European Union. We could be in there and making a difference to the whole of Europe, not just our own country, but we decide to leave a club which I think has so much benefits for us. Okay, immigration is a problem, but I don't think it's much of a problem than many people think it is. And I don't think it's much of a problem, really. I mean, it gives a lot of good to us. I don't understand the whole reasoning for it. Other than, you know, we can make our own rules and stuff. But the rules that Europe have been doing have been good for this country. We were the fastest growing in the G7 and the G20. And now we're slumping to the bottom. And we're now the sixth largest economy in the world, as France has overtaken us. Because the economy is slowing down. And MPs are to debate about a 130,000 signature petition calling for voters to be given the final say on Brexit, so that is good. You know, joining the Liberal Democrats has just made me think it's a great idea. And I just wish the Liberal Democrats could get a bit more of a voice in the media, because they are really the only opposition to this Brexit, because the Labour Party are being a bit wish-washy about it all, and it's not right. It really shouldn't be like that. You know, they're supposed to be the opposition, though I do quite like Sir Keir Starmer. He's bringing up good points. So anyway, that's how I'm taking from it. Okay, right. It's time for our final piece of music before we say our goodbyes, guys and gals. So enjoy this one.
I've been a criminal. I made a mistake. Believed in the fictional. Then let everything slip away. I can't accept my fate. Thought the alternative looked so crystal clear. Drowning in muddy water, and I'm living in my worst fears. Begging you back through tears. You had this picture of me. Is down, wishing I could be home, but I'm locked out and it's my fault. Grazes with added salt. Thought I would be okay without you and I. Now that
Guilty, the brand new song from Paloma Faith here on the Tuts Experience. Great stuff. Well, I must say, it's an interesting song, that, because there is a story behind it. Paloma Faith, it's about her voting for Brexit, to wanting to leave the European Union, but now she's thinking that decision was probably was the wrong one. Now, is it the reason why I've chosen that necessarily? I think it's a really good song, ultimately, until I found the meaning behind it. I thought, oh, that's not bad, is it? And fair enough, I think there's a lot of people that are starting to feel that way. And, you know, bless you guys, you know, you can make your own mind up, of course, and I've got my own mind too. And I fully understand and respect that if you decide to still want to do that, that's fine. But I feel like there will be a lot more cohesion and there will be a lot more understanding, and I feel like there will probably be a lot more backing for Brexit if everything was, you know, there was a bit more understanding at the fact that the votes were only, what, 51.9% to 49.1%, you know, so it was very... It was very close result. I mean, there was only, as I've said before, that 650,000 votes were in it. We had 17.1 and then 16.9. It's something like that. I don't know maths. But it was that close, you know. And I feel like the government would have a lot more backing, you know, as well. And I think the Tories would probably be on to, you know, having much better ratings at the polls if they were actually a bit more conciliatory and a bit more understanding to the rest of the people who wanted to remain in the European Union, you know. And I probably would be behind it too. But I just think, you know, doing the rhetoric has been disgusting. And that's what makes me angry about it, mostly. But there you go. That's just my opinion, guys. You may have a different one. There you go. So, anyways, all exciting stuff coming up now, guys. So today is Monday the 11th of December. I've now got 3 working days left of the year. I'm now going to be working tomorrow all day on the 12th of December on Tuesday. I've got 7 hours to work on Wednesday, and I've got 11 hours on Thursday. So that's jolly good, of course. And I got my Christmas due for work at the City Council on Friday night. Very exciting. And then I shall be going to Rob's uncles and aunties, with Rob, of course. And we're having the big Uri do, of course, in the middle of nowhere. So that's very exciting. In West Sussex. I think it's West Sussex. Yes, it is still. Yeah, and then we'll be going to Dover for the night, staying overnight in Dover, and then we're going to be going to France for the week. Very exciting times. We get the morning ferry from Dover to Calais. Hopefully this ferry won't run aground on the sandbank like it did yesterday. There was a P&O ferry, the Pride of Kent, from that left Calais to go back to Dover, run aground on a sandbank. So that was it's pretty embarrassing for P&O. They should know better. there you go. Hopefully that won't happen to us. We come back on the 23rd, and then 24th I'm off, of course. 24th of December is officially my last day at Portsmouth City Council, even though I won't be working that day. And so then I've got the week off between Christmas and New Year, where I'm unemployed. Ooh, very exciting. And then I'm going to be I'm going to be starting at Blue Star on the 2nd of January, Tuesday the 2nd of January. Can't wait to be going back. Can't wait. I've got some lovely colleagues at Portsmouth City Council, but I would be looking forward to doing a job which I thoroughly enjoy. You know, you look forward to going to work. must admit, you know, it makes a nice change. But I'm looking forward to Christmas. I'm spending it with my mum and dad on Christmas Day, with Rob, obviously. Brendan, my brother Connell and Kaylee will be there too, as we spend every other Christmas at my mum and dad's, which is lovely. My brother Niall is sadly in Bahrain all the way through Christmas, and he won't be coming back until early March. So Niall, if you are listening, send you lots of love and lots of regards, obviously, and hugs from myself and Rob. And hopefully we get to go and see Emma and Riley and Luke, my nephews, and my sister-in-law very soon before Christmas. I'm sure we will. Right, so that's about it from me, Kieran Tuttiot, or Kieran Uri Tuttiot, technically. Get it right. So, obviously, follow us on Twitter, guys, at Tuts Experience. Also, follow me personally, at Kiwi Tuts. You can also like our Facebook page, of course, The Tuts Experience. Lovely. Take care of yourselves and stay tuned for our comedy nitbit. We'll see you again very soon. This has been the Tuts Experience, episode 66. The winds of change happen again. Take care. Toodaloo. And have a nice day.
Richard, that you complained.
About what?
About these wrong numbers for the Chinese takeaway. You must ring the ambassador.
What ambassador?
The Chinese, of course.
I don't think it's really his province.
Then what's he here for?
Well, probably for more than that. They're a very ancient civilization.
Oh, Richard, don't just sit there. Get directly inquiries. No, you cannot have a number 24, nor a double portion of 37. This isn't the Chinese takeaway. This is a private, slimline, white telephone with no connection whatsoever to any business or trade. Especially not one of foreign extraction. No, you cannot have 3 of 22 and a portion of 19 chips. This is not the Chinese takeaway. This is a private, slimline, pearl-white telephone with no Oriental associations whatsoever. Do I sound like a Chinese takeaway? I am a highly desirable private residence in an area of outstanding natural property values. And I'm waiting for your apology. Unless, of course, the thought of bean shoots and crispy wonton have totally stir-fried your basic good manners. Now, kindly clear this line. There are people of substance in this community who are probably queuing to ring me at this very moment. Your suggestion is noted, but I see little practical merit in having the telephone up my jumper. No, you cannot have a number 41 with noodles instead of rice. Do I sound like the Green Lotus? What do you mean, sounds more like the Green Dragon? Look, I must warn you, you're speaking to a white slimline telephone within the precincts of a clergyman. And a very merry Chinese New Year to you, too. I warn you, I'm not Chinese. No, I do not have a special offer on spicy prawn balls. This is not the Chinese takeaway. And will you please get off my white slimline telephone with last number redial? Oh, my sister Violet with the luxury bungalow and the swimming pool. Richard, I have reason to believe that something's pooped in my polyanthus.
How am I supposed to interpret that? Does she want it confirming or removing? I better ask.